Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is April 20, 2026. Top stories set a risk-off tone. A $292 million cross-chain exploit at Kelp DAO, renewed Gulf tensions that pushed synthetic oil trading, and a pickup in stablecoin minting on Ethereum. Bitcoin slipped under $74,000 and network activity hit an 8-year low as institutional ETF and futures trading replaced some on-chain flows. Tether minted $1 billion on Ethereum and the Coinbase Premium Index rose 33%, signaling heavier stablecoin activity ahead. The Kelp DAO exploit released unbacked RSETH, producing a $292 million loss. Billions of bad debt on Aave and a rapid decline in DeFi TVL that froze RSETH markets and created a multi-billion liquidity squeeze. Geopolitical risk intensified after the U.S. Navy disabled an Iranian cargo ship engine and Iran renewed threats to the Strait of Hormuz. Traders placed over $500 million in synthetic Brent bets on Hyperliquid as crude derivatives reacted and Bitcoin weakened below $74,000. On the institutional front, Morgan Stanley's spot Bitcoin ETF accumulated $116 million of net inflows by April 16. The SEC approved removing the $25,000 pattern day trader barrier, allowing retail investors to day trade Bitcoin with about $2,000 margin. On the tech and market structure side, Vercel confirmed a breach that exposed API keys and reports said a $2 million ransom was demanded. ETH. Limo's domain was hijacked and EasyDNS acknowledged responsibility. RaveDAO's Rave token plunged about 90%. Tokyo's metropolitan government launched 40 million yen in subsidies for digital yen and stablecoin projects. Key levels and catalysts to watch this week are Aave liquidity and RSETH markets, Bitcoin price around $74,000, and stablecoin minting flows on Ethereum. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.